Very, very disappointing loss at home. You know, didn't see our team coming in and playing as poorly as we did today. Just struggle in so many areas. You know, not being able to get the stops on defense that that we needed when we needed them. Coming out of the half and giving up a big play just takes the wind out of your sails, and we were not, you know, able to overcome some of the adversity that we faced today. And, you know, we got a lot of work ahead of us to get things turned around. You know, we're 1-4 at this point. There's still a lot of football left to be played, but we got to definitely get some things fixed, you know, as a team to get it turned around. And, you know, we got some work to do, which is obvious. Injury-wise, Desmond Bishop had a knee sprain, had to lead a ball game. He'll get an MRI, and we'll evaluate and see exactly what's going on there. Harrison Smith, turf toe, so we'll continue to evaluate that after the MRI. Xavier Rhodes left with an ankle sprain. Same thing, we'll get an MRI and evaluate that. And a few other guys had some bumps and bruises that I'll learn about this evening and tomorrow as well. So hopefully we won't lose those guys for any extended time. But good job by Carolina. Not a good job by us. Still a lot of ball to be played, and then we got some work that we have to get taken care of.
Wes, just coming off of a bye week and playing at home, just how disappointing is it to have failure all across the board like you saw today?
It's a tough one, John. I mean, you know, you're coming out of the bye, like you said, and playing at home, you expect to play better. And we didn't handle situations very well today. Poor job on my part getting our guys ready to play and play better. And, you know, we gotta get them to play better. So we got a task ahead of us, myself and the coaches, to get our players to play better than we played today.
That first big play coming out of the half, it looked like one guy was playing zone, another playing man. Is that what the situation was?
No, they were all playing zone. We just didn't play our responsibility, you know, well. And we've had that, you know, time or two, and it cost us there. I mean, they were all playing the right coverage, just didn't do it very well. And so we got to do some things better. No particular reason, Joe. You know, go back and evaluate what we're doing, you know, when we have a bye, we can see. But I'm not sure why we have struggled.
So Freeman will be up to speed enough to where he can start next week?
You know, we'll look at it when we come back this week and see where he is and, you know, make a determination as we go.
So. Any issues? The execution wasn't very good, obviously, but do you have any issues with the effort?
I thought the guys played hard. I mean, they came out with energy. We drove the ball on first drive on offense. We got them in some third downs on defense, got them in the fourth downs, and we just didn't come up with the play that we need. So they came out with good energy. That opening drive, you know, just that would have been great if we could have got points out of it. We were in plus territory, you know, to come away with no points. And then to get them in third down and fourth down situations and not, you know, get the stop. I mean, the effort and the preparation was there. We just didn't execute well enough to really get them backed up and keep our fans engaged in what we were trying to do. You know, so the effort was there, but we got to play smarter and we got to play better.
This is obviously a locker room full of professionals, but do you worry a loss like this has a residual effect?
I think the guys understand, for the most part, we got a lot of young guys playing, that it's a lot of football to be played, and we'll talk about it this week, but you know, there's some things that we got to do, but our season is by no means a lost season. There's a lot of football to be played. We got to get better and get better in a hurry.
There were a number of those third and fourth down situations where the Panthers extended a drive and led to a lopsided time of possession. What went into the breakdown there?
I can't remember. They had a couple fourth downs that they end up converting in that first drive, I think it was. You know, we didn't tackle well, and then they scored on a crossing route, which was tough coverage for the guy who was in coverage. We're in man. They executed better than we did in that situation, in the two fourth down situations.
Obviously, you're having troubles on the back end, but how much when you can't stop the run, is that really putting pressure on them too?
Oh, no doubt that makes a difference. You know, if you start playing single high when you're having trouble in the secondary, you expose those guys, and it creates some dilemmas for your defense. So we got to go back and look at, you know, what we're doing, how we're doing it, how we can help both our run defense and what we're trying to do pass defense-wise. And it definitely creates some dilemmas.
Sure. On that long touchdown, where was the breakdown that Josh just not getting even up?
Yeah, we were in zone coverage, and, you know, someone has to carry that route up the field. And when we go back and look at the tape, you know, I'll figure out, you know, where the breakdown was. But in that zone coverage, we should not give up a long touchdown. And somebody should be able to be there to at least get it tackled, and we didn't. So got to go back and, you know, take a look and see why that didn't happen.
Is Josh making it tough to stick with him right now?
There are some things, you know, that we want him to do better. You know, we rotated Marcus in there some with him today, and, you know, we'll evaluate it this week and just see, you know, what's going on at that position.
Wes, how do you think Adrian handled things just the weekend? The toughness that he's had to endure here.
I thought he handled it as well as you can, John. I mean, it's a difficult, difficult situation. And, you know, a lot of people trying to support him within the organization, his teammates as well. But I think for the most part, he's handled it well. It's tough, really tough.
What are your thoughts on Matt Cassel, quarterback, his performance today?
You know, take a look at the tape tomorrow and evaluate his entire body of work. I mean, it's tough in a quarterback, you know, when you are under the stress and duress that he was under at times. But, you know, he has to play better. There's no question about it. You know, we'll take a look and see how his entire body of work was when we watch the tape tomorrow.
Right now, as you look at it, are you undecided at quarterback for next week?
Yeah, you know, I want to go back and evaluate, you know, what Matt did in this ball game, and then make a determination as we go this week.
Is there any chance that Josh will be ready already, you know, after a week of preparation?
No, you know, as I think it was Chip asked me that earlier. I'm not sure. You know, we'll take a look when we get with him this week and see where he is. We've done some things with him in this first week. You know, we'll see where he is when we get together this week.
Was the game plan to mix Cheryl's in there, or was that a result of Robinson's play?
No, we went into it saying we were going to rotate him in there some, and, you know, we stayed with that. So.
Offsided towards Carolina, did you feel like there was not adequate time for the offense to get rolling and really get a sink going?
You know, when it comes to time of possession, it's, you know, both teams generally get the same number of opportunities, the same number of drives. I'm not sure how many drive starts they had, maybe 9 or 10. And I would say we probably had the same. It's what you do with those opportunities. You know, our last ball game, we had a lot of big plays, didn't have a lot of plays. We scored on big plays. So converting third downs is the way you stay on the field. Not turning the ball over is the way you stay on the field. So you got to do some things to stay on the field. And they did, and we didn't. And they stayed on the field because they, you know, they converted, and we didn't.
How do you feel like Chris Cook came back on?
Just with the, you know, just seeing it seemed like he played, you know, okay. Got to look at the tape and know for sure, but it seemed like he held his own. It seemed like he held his own pretty good.
The rest of the amount of time he's out there today, any reason for that? Is that off the bye or just over aggressive?
You know, I know we were aggressive on the one early with Chris on the third and 7 or 8, I think, and we had a sack, and I thought he made a good play, and they called holding. But, you know, we've been really good this season on penalties. But we had some today that were uncharacteristic, so we'll take a look at it and see what we've got to do to get it corrected.
Obviously brought a lot of pressure, but how would you grade the offensive line today in their play?
I thought, you know, overall they did some good things, but we got in some predictable situations, which we talked about. We didn't want to do with what they were doing on defense. We didn't want to be in a lot of third and, you know, long situations, and it would create some problems for us, and we were in probably too many of them, and, you know, we didn't execute when we got in those situations. You know, we just got to get some first downs so we can stay on the field on a consistent basis, and you know, we didn't always get that done.
Conversely, when you look at Cam Newton back there, how difficult is it when you get pressure on him finally and he finds a way to body out of there or get away?
It makes it tough. I mean, we had our hands on him a few times, and he was able to elude the sack and, you know, extend plays, and that makes it tough for your defense for sure.
All right, thanks, guys.